Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? Let's crack on for today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a deleted user. It's titled, Me, 23 Female, with my friend, 23 Female. She cheated on her boyfriend, slash my friend, 25 male, and doesn't want to come clean. Hi Reddit, I really hope you can help me. I don't know what to do. My friend, let's call her Sarah, cheated on her boyfriend and one of my good friends, James. I'm honestly flabbergasted since I never expected anything like this would happen. I've met James in 2010 when we both joined the same class. We spent 2 years together in this class, but didn't get along too well. We talked, but never met up outside of school. We were friendly with each other, but not friends. We both parted ways and did our own thing, which happened to be the same thing again. We spent the next 2 years in the same class once again and actually became friends. We met up outside of school, studied together, etc. In the last year, we both met Sarah because she joined our class. They fell in love immediately. Have been together ever since, 4 years, and started slacking in school. I did my own thing, but Sarah and I became friends too. Nowadays, we meet up once or twice a month to talk or watch movies. We usually text each other on a weekly basis. Sarah apparently went clubbing with her best friend, 24 female, who happens to be bisexual. They drank a lot, went home to her friend's flat and watched some Netflix. And one thing led to another. What the heck does that even mean? And they started making out. And more. Sarah was on her period, so her friend couldn't eat her out. But Sarah decided to eat her out and they basically went all in. She told me all this last night because it was her first time with a woman and she felt weird afterwards. When I asked her when she wants to tell James about it, she said probably wouldn't tell him at all because he would likely end the relationship. He once got mad when she kissed said friend a year ago because he thought they were making out, although it was just a small kiss. I told her that she should still tell him because he has a right to know. She thinks that it wasn't even real cheating because it was with a woman, and if he knew about it before it happened, he'd be really into it. She also doesn't feel too bad about it. Just weird. What the hell do I do, Reddit? They are both my friends, and I honestly want to tell him about it because he deserves to know the truth and decide for himself if this is a deal breaker for him. It will 100% will be. However, they've got a big trip planned for next week and will be gone for 2 weeks. Do I tell him if she won't? If yes, do I tell him before or after the trip? It's not refundable and he is so excited for it. She asked me not to tell him and I of course said sure, but that was when I thought she wanted to tell him. It just feels wrong not to tell him, but I don't want to be the reason for their relationship ending. My boyfriend told me to wait for a bit and maybe she'll tell him then. But I honestly don't think so. She just seemed so nonchalant about it. The only thing that really bothered her was the weird feeling about eating out a woman, not cheating on her boyfriend. I'd be so mad if James knew my boyfriend cheated on me and didn't tell me. So I guess I should definitely tell him. Help me, please. Now, whenever we get a cheating story, I think the answer always is that you should tell him, you know, trip or not, or if it's non-refundable or not. He deserves to know. You know, he can still go on the trip, just not with her. And I think in some ways, the longer you leave it, the less of a friend you'll become to him, because eventually he'll find out that you knew about this and you've been withholding the information, and he'll turn around to you and say, "Why didn't you tell me?" And he'll just lose that trust. And whenever I look at these stories, I always think about the trust issue, is how can you look at someone and still be a friend or in a relationship with that person when there's just no trust there? But Arabkinka says, if you don't tell him, you should stop thinking of yourself as his friend. Friends don't let their friends get cheated on and leave them in the dark about it. If you are going to tell him, do it soon. I think it's reasonable to give her the chance to come clean as long as she does it in a timely manner. If you wait weeks and they go on that trip, you risk damaging your friendship. He may feel you held back vital information from him. To which Opie replies saying, hey, thanks for taking the time to comment. I will definitely tell him, even if it means losing her as a friend, he deserves to know the truth. I give her one more chance and if she won't tell him, I will do it. Thank you. Opie then replied again saying, hey, once again, I've got her to tell him about it. After she blamed me, threatened me, etc. And she only told him parts of the truth. Should I now tell him the whole truth or stay out of it? She told him her friend and her only kissed and had a little bit of foreplay and never did anything too serious, which unfortunately isn't true. To which Arab King says again, I think you gave her a chance and she lied, so now you should let your friend know what you believe to be the truth. Lay out a timeline of how it went as far as you know and tell him that you thought he should know what you did. If he decides not to believe you, give him space. It may take some time to come to the truth, so don't take anything he says to you personally while he gets there. He will understandably be in pain and may lash out. A deleted user says, you have no indication if she will tell him. You only have an indication that she won't tell him, and she won't because she knows she cheated. She knows he will break up with her and now she's spinning it because she doesn't want to lose the relationship. It is real cheating. You gotta make a choice between your conscience and your friends. If you don't tell, your conscience will probably keep bothering you about it for a while, as it is doing now. If you do tell, be prepared to lose the cheating friend because she won't appreciate this one bit. Can't say if you lose the male friend too, but if you tell me, he might be pissed at you first, but that's just the first reaction. Do not give it too much value. If you're going to tell, do so before the trip. If you tell after, that trip will always have a black mark on it, and a trip is more expensive than just a hotel and flight. As a last thing, I would tell him OP and if I was the male, I would like to be told. And OP replies saying, hey, thanks for your comment. I really think you hit the nail on the head. She knows she cheated and is now trying to spin it. I'm definitely prepared to lose her, and even though I'll probably be sad about it, I don't even want to have her as a friend if she values her relationship so little. I'll text her today and tell her that she absolutely needs to tell him, and if she won't, I will do it. Thank you. So then OP comes in with the update, which says, I decided to post an update even though the OP didn't get too much attention. It can be found here. After I posted here, Sarah decided to tell James parts of the truth and told me to stay out of it. I decided not to do that since he deserved to know the whole truth. I wanted to tell him in person, but he couldn't meet up because he was at a family gathering or something like it. I don't remember. He called and asked me what I wanted to meet up for, and I told him the whole truth. That she cheated on him with her best friend, and that she didn't tell him everything that happened, etc. I was worried she got to him somehow and that he wouldn't believe me, but he thankfully did. I still send him every text I had of her, which was probably incredibly helpful. While I was talking to him, he sort of knew what was happening and drove over to his place immediately. When she got there, he hung up and they talked. She tried to weasel her way out of it, but since he had her texts, that didn't work out too well. Before she came over, he told me this was the last straw, especially since she lied to him about it and made out with said friend once before. I don't know what she did or what she said, but he did a complete 180 and suddenly he was okay with it. I've only talked to him twice since then and he told me it's not such a big deal and they'd get over it. They've completely cut me out of their lives when I asked him why he said he wanted to wait until his girlfriend and I had a talk and could get along again, which isn't happening, since I don't want to be friends with her anymore. It sucks that I've lost my two best friends, even though I wasn't even the one who fucked up. But at least I can sleep normally again. And I think OP did absolutely the right thing in the situation. Sure, the outcome of it all was absolutely awful for OP, but I think you did the right thing. She cheated and now he knows what she's really like. And if he decides to be with her still, you know, that's totally on him. You've let him know the situation. And in some ways, I think, you know, you're best off with having them out of your life. They may have cut you off, but they're best off out of it because it's only going to cause drama in the future. And why would you want to be dragged into the middle of that? But I am questioning certain parts of this. I've got to admit, when you said he did a complete 180, that seems like out of character from what happened before. Has she got to him? Has she told him something that's completely changed his mind? Maybe telling him, you know, that you were just jealous of their relationship or something like that. I don't know. I'm just speculating there. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And our next story comes from Not a Gold Digger X, who says, am I the arsehole for telling my boyfriend's friends I make twice as much as what he does when they called me a gold digger and he didn't defend me? I'm in a relationship with a guy who works in tech. He makes 68k and I make 130k. I'm a mechanical engineer at a robotics startup. He works at a more stable job doing programming at a large company. He brought me to meet his friends at a party and they asked me about myself. His friends mostly work in tech too and talked about themselves in terms of their jobs. I told them I'm a hiker, I do archery, I love road trips and camping and riding dirt bikes, etc. Basically talking about my hobbies because work is just a way to get paid to do the shit I love. It's not how I define myself and it doesn't come to mind when someone wants me to tell them about myself. One of his friends asked about work and I said, oh gosh, I don't want to talk about work at a party. Spent my whole day sweating my ass off in 95 degree heat trying to replace this busted ass motor just to find the replacement part was also fucked. I wasn't lying or trying to downplay that I have a good job. That really is how I spent my day. And I wasn't in the mood to talk shop at a party. Some other conversations came up casually that probably also made me seem poorer, like me saying that car dealership repairs were a ripoff and telling my boyfriend that my childhood neighbor's trailer caught on fire and I was going to visit and help her out. I wasn't doing it on purpose, I was literally just talking about my life, but I guess I gave the impression I was poorer. It got later in the night, everyone was getting drunker and some of his friends, not close ones though, were making jokes about me growing up in a trailer and being a gold digger. And being ready to jump to a richer guy. Really misogynistic shit, honestly. Since they don't even know me and seem to just assume all girls are gold diggers. He didn't say anything. He later said it was because he'd smoked weed and gets quiet and has trouble carrying on a quick conversation when he's high. But regardless, I felt hurt, he didn't say anything. I got irritated with his friends and asked, now why the hell would you say that when I make twice what he does? His friends went quiet for a second and I continued saying, there ain't no gold to dig here, not with him or anyone at this party, so do y'all think I'm cheap or do y'all think I'm stupid? My boyfriend wanted to leave the party shortly after and he was pretty upset with me for telling everyone I make twice what he does. I said I would have held my tongue if he checked his friends himself, but he didn't say anything, so I wasn't about to let them talk to me like that. He said it was humiliating and now everyone thinks I'm a bitch, and I flippantly said, at least they know I'm a rich bitch. He was angry. I embarrassed him when I woke up. I was angry I had to say anything at all because his friends were talking shit, so it should be on him to check them. Stuff is still tense. Am I the arsehole for explaining I'm not a gold digger? And we're going to start off with MCiz, who says, you're the arsehole. You knew exactly what you were doing. You were directly asked about your work and you played coy and guarded around the answer. And you knowingly and purposely made a string of comments insinuating that you were poor. You say you just happened to do all these things randomly in succession, but you didn't. You did it on purpose. You seem like you were looking to do this. You're not fooling anyone. You're the arsehole. Holy sarcasm says not the arsehole for standing up for yourself, but this is definitely an everyone sucks here. You put him down when he was not intentionally being mean to you. There ain't no gold to dig here, not with him. Put him down for making less than you. He should have stood up to them for you, but he explained his inability and I'm guessing you know he smokes and gets quiet. He should be proud that you makes twice what he does and not expect you to hide it. His friends, at least the mouthy ones, deserve to be called out, but you also insulted everyone there. Not just them with the, there ain't no gold to dig here, not with him or anyone at this party. Zwarg says, not the arsehole, so your boyfriend was too high to say anything to support you but sober enough to complain when you rightly called him out and his rude mates out. Red flags. TCT says, not the arsehole. His friends sound like those dudes that whine that they can't get girlfriends. They think they deserve supermodels but then are complete misogynists. Boyfriend got his ego bruised that you let it be known you out-earn him. He'd get over it or he's stuck in the patriarchal ideal that the man is supposed to be the main breadwinner. To which OP replies that says, you are so right. Before they started shit talking me specifically, they were talking about how hard it is to work in tech and find a woman who wants you for more than your money. I think what they meant to say was that it was hard for them to work in tech and find a woman who wants them, full stop. Like, I don't even think it was about me. I think they just had this idea in their heads about how women are and I was just convenient women nearby to make an example of. Like, look at OP's boyfriend. His girlfriend grew up in a trailer park. No wonder she's into him. And one more from Darth Loki, who says, not the arsehole. Your boyfriend chooses to hang out with people who are misogynistic and judgmental. He chooses to stay silent when they aim their vitriol at you. Then chooses to direct his anger and shame at you for refusing to let yourself be treated like trash. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it if it was you? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. Now, our next story comes from Adept Blacksmith 5270, who says, am I the arsehole for saying he trapped me under false promises in front of his parents? I wanted kids. My husband said he did too and wanted to wait until we were married. We got married 8 months ago and he changed his mind and doesn't want kids at all. Later admitting when he was drunk that he never wanted kids and that he was hoping he would change his mind for my sake after we got married, but decided it's 100% not for him and scheduled a vasectomy. He got it last month. Kids were not a deal breaker for me under any circumstances. I love my husband and if we don't have kids, well, I will live with it. He's been great to me and we have a seemingly perfect fairy tale life. So yes, it does hurt me sometimes that kids will not be an option, but again, it's not a deal breaker and it doesn't keep me up at night usually. I have a bunch of nieces and nephews I can spoil rotten, but the way I combat the hurt that I sometimes feel, I joke about it. Dark humor. My husband knows this and jokes with me about it. Well, we went to his family's home for a bit of dinner and my sister-in-law announces she is pregnant. Mother-in-law ends up asking us when we will give her grandbabies because she isn't getting any younger. Her, not me. So I did what I always do and pushed through with dark humor because I was already feeling a little gloomy and, dare I say, envious of my sister-in-law being with child. So I start laughing and said, ah, well, this one doesn't want babies, so he trapped me under false promises. And start nudging him saying, huh, huh, which is what we do at home. I don't know why this is a thing. We did it once and just never stopped. My husband just goes silent. My sister-in-law, father-in-law, and brother-in-law laugh. My mother-in-law wasn't even mad. She just turned to my sister-in-law and said, that's okay, because we still have one bundle to snuggle. Super understanding family, zero judgment. I mean, great people. But my husband was just dead silent for the rest of dinner and later said I was wrong for saying anything to his family about him changing his mind and said that it wasn't something they needed to know. He said I should have just said I didn't know and let the conversation drop instead of calling him out in front of his parents. Am I the arsehole? Now I'm going to start off with an absolute not the arsehole. I think having kids and having kids in the future is a perfect discussion, and it's a big discussion as well. This is your future you're talking about, and then going into a marriage, you know, expecting kids and that's your wants, that's a huge thing. And whilst I think you was like so unbelievably understanding when he later changed his mind and says he doesn't want kids at all. I'm not sure if that's actually the case from the way you talk in this. She says it does hurt you sometimes and it doesn't keep me up at night usually. And whilst you said, you know, it's not a deal breaker, you did also say, you know, you was already feeling a little gloomy and say envious of your sister-in-law being with a child. I think this is a want of yours. You know, this was a want from before you were married, and I think that's understandable. And I'm not sure if this is a fair thing to say, but I'll say it and I'll take the consequences that come with it. But when you get to your later life and you look back at it, are you going to have this regret that you never had children? Because once again, whilst I can see that you've been sort of understanding in some ways about it, I can also see a lot of hurt in this post. I'm not sure if that's just me. Let me know what you guys think of that one as well. But Ashes B77 says, not the arsehole. I love that you are understanding about him not wanting kids. However, I'd be furious at a partner that would willingly deceive me like that. You deserve to have that info up front. I wouldn't be able to trust him. What other decisions and big items is he going to make and just clue you in later? Everyone must love cats, says not the arsehole. Why are you still with this guy who lied to you, trapped into marriage and gets sulky when you mention it? What was he planning? To let you endure questions about babies and pregnancy without ever speaking up? Just when, if ever, was he ever going to speak up and take that burden off you? So many red flags. Dazzling Suspect replies to that one saying, this, it's bad enough that he deliberately lied to you to deny the opportunity to make an informed choice about building a life with him. And frankly, that would be a deal breaker for me as it is. What a selfish and cruel thing to do. But on top of that, he wants you to endure his family hassling you about when you're going to have the babies that you wanted instead of owning his own choices. What an arsehole. Does he care about you and your feelings at all? It doesn't sound like it. Legitimate Duck says, it seems like you really want kids. You've been married for 8 months. It's not too late for you to end things and find someone who shares your life goals. Not saying you have to break up with your husband, just saying that you have that option. We need to create the lives we want for ourselves. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Would this be a deal breaker for you or not? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. I just want you to know that. So thank you once again. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. And much love.
Then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. You just don't care. Nah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.